Algoma Public Health and Community Health Partners across the district are rapidly working on adding additional appointments for COVID-19 vaccines, first, second and third doses, in the new year, said Roylene Bowden, a PH Immunizations manager in an email Friday. Vaccination clinics at GFL Memorial Gardens for December 2021 and January 2022 filled up quickly. For January 2022, over 6,300 appointments have been booked at the GFL clinic alone, with vaccine continuing to be administered through district-wide community clinics, pharmacies, and primary care, Bowden said. Third doses, also known as the booster shot, will continue to be administered at Algoma COVID-19 vaccine clinics. For more information, click here. Indigenous-led vaccination clinics, participating pharmacies, click here for a list, and primary care settings across the Algoma district. Community members 18 and over who are eligible for a third dose are encouraged by APH to receive it at the minimum 3-month, 84-day, interval after the second vaccine dose, whether at a community clinic or pharmacy provider. As of December 29, 2021, 34.9% of eligible residents 18 and over, 34,288 people, have received three doses and have maximized their protection against COVID-19 and the highly transmissible Omicron variant of concern, Bowden said. Also as of December 29, 86.3% of eligible residents 5 and over have received one dose, and 80.1% of eligible residents 5 and over have received two doses, APH reported. Meanwhile, APH is urging Sioux and district residents to follow all Algoma-wide mandatory public health measures in place this New Year's Eve to slow the spread of COVID-19. Cut back on unnecessary activities where you have unmasked, face-to-face close contact with people you don't live with. Limit the size and number of social gatherings you have. Do this even if you have had two doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, and especially if you have vulnerable health conditions or are not immunized. Anyone who is sick, even with mild symptoms, must stay home and isolate away from others regardless of whether you have received the COVID-19 vaccine, said Dr. Jennifer Liu, a PH Medical Officer of Health and CEO in an email Friday. The number of attendees at social gatherings and organized public events is restricted to a maximum number of 10 people indoors and 25 people outdoors. That order was handed down by APH December 17 and will remain in effect until January 16, 2022 at 11:59 p.m. The order may be altered, lifted or extended as the COVID situation evolves.